Now, the rest of the story. It was a family business, a father and son operation. Small laboratory in a small town in Sweden for the testing and manufacture of explosives. Emmanuel was the father. By 1862, he believed he had developed a more powerful form of gunpowder. Subsequent experimentation proved that he had not. So the little plant, forced to keep up with the times, would turn to the production of newly invented and highly volatile nitroglycerin. In 1864 came a proud day for Emmanuel, the graduation of his 20-year-old son, Oscar Emil. Now the young man could work full-time beside his father in the laboratory. What you're about to hear happened on September 3 of that year. Indirectly, the event was to change the world. Understand the explosive nitroglycerin carries with it two intrinsic dangers: its transportation and its ignition. When young Oscar and his father, Emmanuel, were working with this substance in their laboratory, the chemical wrinkles had not yet been ironed out, so they were playing with a whole new kind of fire. September 3, 1864, Emmanuel and his wife were at the breakfast table. Their conversation was pleasant, inconsequential. Emmanuel's work was far from his mind when, at once, the quiet of that early morning was broken by an unnatural thunder. The man-made kind. A terrific detonation from Emmanuel's nearby laboratory. Muted by the din, the breakfast silverware clinked as the couple bolted from the table. From the threshold of their open door, they could see a column of flames. Emmanuel's laboratory had become an inferno, and son Oscar was inside. It took all of Caroline's strength to restrain her husband. "No, let me go," he kept shouting. "I must save Oscar." But indeed, it was too late for anyone in the laboratory. The explosion heard throughout the town drew horrified neighbors to the scene, and there they all stood helpless. It was only later, after the fire had diminished to smoldering debris, that four charred bodies were recovered. A brilliant young chemist named Carl Erik Hertzman, a handyman, a passerby, and the intense 20-year-old with a searching mind who had represented Emmanuel's hope for the future. In anguish over the loss of his son, Emmanuel suffered a stroke from which he never fully recovered. 8 years later, he died. And yet the most tragic and ironic aspect of the laboratory fire that killed young Oscar and broke Emmanuel's heart relates to the crude and highly volatile nitroglycerin compound that caused the fire. You see, it had been invented by another of Emmanuel's sons, by Oscar's older brother, and that young man, creator of the monster that had murdered his brother Oscar, sought then to tame the untethered killer, to stabilize nitroglycerin in a safe compound so that no one need die by such an accident, never ever again. The history books tell us that Alfred Nobel, father of the Nobel Peace Prize, received his first international acclaim at the age of 33 for having developed a safe, a stable form of nitroglycerin called dynamite. All that says is what Alfred Nobel did. But now you know why. For now you know the rest of the story.